Hello, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and more. Sometimes these broadcasts have a theme, sometimes I improvise. So light up the lava lamp, come on a musical journey as we dig deep into the Thrift Shop archives. Well, hello and welcome again to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you're new to the Radio Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. Radio Thrift Shops have been broadcasting since 2011. It started on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire. I don't do a whole lot of announcing. It's really all about music and discovery. The show changes and evolves over time, and it will always be a DIY homegrown production. I'm not a professional, but do try this at home. If you love crate digging, this show might be for you. I'm grateful for each and every listener. This edition of the Thrift Shop is program 527. We're going to be going where I rarely want to go here in the Thrift Shop, into the dusty shelves of the bargain basement. We're going to hear some tunes that haven't seen the light of day for many a year. And they're all on sale, 99% off, here at the Thrift Shop.
Thank you. imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and say that you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine, so happy together. And you for me, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and say that you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine, so happy together.
Drunken crowd goes wild. That was the J.J. Rose Quartet with their cover of The Turtles' Happy Together, and before that, Blue Tandem with their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you have stumbled into the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement.
Thank you. bighorn sheep are supremely adapted to a desert environment. They're able to survive for prolonged periods of time without water. They've got keen eyesight to keep an eye out for predators. And they're built for a vertical escape strategy. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're in Southern California's Anza Borrego Desert State Park, in a narrow canyon surrounded by steep cliffs.
In fact, in bighorn biology, we call that escape terrain. Anything that's steep is what they want to escape into.
Mark Jorgensen is a retired state park superintendent.
They have excellent adaptations for that. Relative to other wild sheep in the world, their legs are shorter and stockier. Their hooves are very large, and they have a tough outer hoof, but the inner part of their hoof on the bottom is like hard callus. They're excellent at gripping rocks in steep terrain. So when you look at who their predators are, mostly mountain lions and coyotes in this part of the world, they're probably better, more adept at moving through that rough terrain. A lot of the old world sheep are more open country runners. They're longer legged. And rather than just run to the steepest terrain, they will see danger and they will put a mile or two between you and them very quickly.
But the bighorn sheep, with its body lower to the ground and its stocky, powerful legs, will climb to escape a predator. They can scale a vertical rock wall in an instant. We'll hear more on tracking desert bighorn sheep in future programs. Our thanks to the California Environmental Legacy Project at Sacramento State University. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Feel up.
Nikki Thomas with a cover of George Harrison's Isn't It a Pity? And before that, Walt Stanley with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And this week at the Radio Thrift Shop, we're delving into the bargain basement, where everything is 99% off and just about ready to head for the dumpster. Music that you probably won't hear anywhere else on the airwaves.
We'll be right back. Stars so high above, they took me in and started asking questions, till we came upon the word we know is love. I was sure surprised to find I knew the answer. They said there's not too many left that do. In all this time they only asked one favor, would I bring this message back to you? They said we're too busy living to be bothered with loving. Too many living now in sin. Too busy living to be bothered with loving. They asked me if I'd like to see the future. All I could see was one big ball of fire. Now the army says there are no flying saucers, but they've been sighted everywhere it seems. Lord, I sure felt bad when I got up this morning, 'cause I'm not at all so sure it was a dream. They said we're too busy living to be bothered with loving. They didn't think that we could pass the test. Too busy living to be bothered with loving. That's why.
And they're off to another galaxy. That's Frank Flood and Slowpoke 2, with a tune called Flying Saucer from, believe it or not, 1981, which sounds more like it was recorded back in 1961. Ah, but go figure. Before that, the main attraction was a theme from Shaft, and we started off with Stu Phillips and the Holly Ridge Strings. And of course, it don't come easy. Well, maybe listening to this broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop doesn't come easy, but I thank you for joining me on the journey. Every show, it's something different. It's never really the same show twice, or even once.
This is Bird Note. Have inspired music from the sublime to the ridiculous, from classical compositions to garage bands. Can you name this bird-inspired melody? How about this enduring rock anthem? Did you ever dance the Funky Chicken? And what is the name of this rock and roll wonder, rivaled only by Louie Louie in the inscrutability of its lyrics?
I went to everybody's head about the bird.
Special thanks to Judy Collins, Leonard Skinner, and the Trash Men for their appearance in today's show. Oh, and Stravinsky, too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is our first tune. It's a winner. I'm sure it'll be a winner. It's called I Am a Ginseng Digger. One, two, a one, two.
I took a stroll to the mountains with my hoe in my hand. I went through brushes and briars, digging ginseng all over the land. I looked north, south, east, and west to find ginseng where I can. Oh, I'm a ginseng digger, digging ginseng all over the land. I am a ginseng digger, with my hoe in my hand. Through nettles, brush, and briar, digging ginseng all over the land. I hung my foot in a gate pipe, it threw me down the hill. I fell on a full-grown ginseng, oh, I dug it, I always will. I dug up a full-grown ginseng and hit a hornet's nest. They all went up my trousers and I ran away from all those pests. Yeah, I am a ginseng digger with my hoe in my hand. Through nettles, brush, and briar, digging ginseng all over the land. A rattlesnake, he struck at me, it missed me by a hair. I threw a rock and killed him and went on digging ginseng right there. I made money on that mountain, saw sunset in the west. My pockets full of ginseng, I went home then to have a rest. Yeah, I am a ginseng digger with my hoe in my hand. Through nettles, brush and briar, digging ginseng all over the land. Yeah, I'm digging ginseng all over the land. Digging ginseng all over the land. Yeah, digging ginseng all over the land. Oh, I'm digging ginseng, baby. I'm digging ginseng all over the land. Yeah, digging ginseng, digging, yeah, digging ginseng all over the land.
with their version of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. And before that, the amazing Gene Marshall, also known as Gene Merlino, also known as probably 100 other names. A song poem, I Am a Ginseng Digger. Well, I am a crate digger, and you've found the Radio Thrift Shop. We're digging into the bargain basement, where everything's been sitting on the shelves gathering dust for a few years. It's all 99% off before it heads for the dumpster. Well, if you were ever at Woolworth's way back in the day, and I'm giving away how old I am, you would find these weird albums just in the bins that were like 99 cents. They were knockoff albums that had all kinds of great songs on them, all the hits, but no artist listed or some generic name. Yep, they were knockoff records, generic music, to make you think you're listening to the real thing. Let's dive into the 60s Shindig Volume 2, which is mind-blowing that they ever made a Volume 2. Or a Volume 1, really. Thank you.
tongue. I can't get no satisfaction.
Cause I try.
Probably can't get no satisfaction out of these generic records. Either that or you're going out of your head. Well, the beat goes on to Billy Joe. Something like that. This is DJ Frederick. You've been exploring the bargain basement of the Radio Thrift Shop. We've been dusting off music that hasn't seen the light of day for many, many years. And that's going to wrap it up for this broadcast. Yes, you have made it through. Give yourself a pat on the back, applause, something, go get a nice coffee, anything. Congratulations. At any rate, thanks for listening. The show is different all the time. Every week it's something new and hopefully something that you will enjoy on some level. As I dig into the crates here at the DJ Frederick Archive. That sounded official. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love.